This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. Welcome to Sahaba Profiles. Today we discuss the life of Ummi Ayman bint Tha'laba radiyallahu anha. Her real name was Baraka, Baraka bint Tha'laba. She came from Abyssinia, from Ethiopia. Not much is known, not much has been written in terms of how she ended up in Makkah al-Mukarramah, but she came to Makkah al-Mukarramah as a slave girl. And she was initially in the possession of Abdullah bin Abdul Muttalib, Abdullah the father of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And she used to serve the family. When Abdullah got married to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam's mother Amina, she was serving the family. She was there when Abdullah was sent to Syria as part of a trade caravan. She was there to console Amina, who was newly wed and who was feeling the absence of her husband. She was there when the dreadful news came that Abdullah had passed away, and she was there to give Amina the full support. She was there when Amina realized that she was pregnant and expecting, and she saw those dreams of glad tidings that from her belly there would be a light that would illuminate the whole world. She was there when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born, and she assisted. Many scholars say she was the first to pick up the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam upon his birth, when his mother Amina gave birth to him. And later on, when his mother Amina, when he was approximately 6 years old, after he had come back from the custody and the care of his foster mother, Halima Sa'diyya radiallahu anha, Amina wanted to travel to Medina, spend some time with her family. She came from Medina Munawwara, and then she wanted to visit the grave of her husband Abdullah, who had passed away just outside Medina Munawwara. And she stayed with the family for a while, and she used to visit the grave of Abdullah. And on the return journey at a place called Abwa, Amina became ill and she passed away. It was this Baraka who dug the grave, who buried Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's mother, Amina, who consoled Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam when the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had to see his own mother being buried, who brought him back. She brought him back alone to Makkah al-Mukarramah and gave him in the custody of his grandfather Abdul Muttalib. Then she stayed in Abdul Muttalib's house and looked after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Then when Abdul Muttalib had passed away, she went with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam to the house of Abu Talib. There she continued to look after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and then she went with him also when he got married to Khadija radiallahu anha. And she was there, and when Khadija radiallahu anha had passed away, she was the one who gave ghusl to the body of Khadija radiallahu anha and prepared Khadija radiallahu anha's body for burial. Now, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam got married to Khadija radiallahu anha, he freed Umme Ayman. He freed Baraka. He told her, "You are free. I want you to get married." She didn't want to leave him. She was so fond of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but he insisted that she had sacrificed such a big part of her life looking after him and actually playing the role of mother and treating him like her own son. She then got married to a person by the name of Ubaid bin Zayd Khazraji. She went to live with him, and she gave birth to a son called Ayman bin Ubaid. But Ubaid was not the best of husbands, and he was somewhat of a wretched person. And after a while, he separated from her and he divorced her, and she came back to Makkah al-Mukarramah. When she came back to Makkah al-Mukarramah, it pained the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to see that she had a son, but she didn't have a husband. And one day the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to the Sahaba that whoever wishes to marry a lady of Jannah must marry Umme Ayman. Whoever wishes to marry a lady of Jannah, they should marry Umme Ayman. Now, initially she was called by her proper name, Baraka. But once she gave birth to her son Ayman from her first husband Ubaid, people started calling her Umme Ayman. Now, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had a slave by the name of Zayd bin Haritha. He was captured by force and he was sold as a slave in Makkah. And then he belonged to Khadija radiallahu anha, and he came into the custody of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam freed him. And then his uncle came to Makkah one day and found him and wanted to return him to his birth, to his biological father. But he was so taken aback by the great character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he preferred to stay with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam than go back to his biological father from whom he was snatched unlawfully. So Zayd bin Haritha, when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam made this statement that whoever wishes to marry a lady from paradise should marry Umme Ayman, other sahaba were a bit reluctant because scholars write she was not the best of women in terms of looks. So nobody really, you know, just stood up and said, okay, I would volunteer to marry Umme Ayman. But Zayd bin Haritha, seeing the opportunity of marrying a woman from Jannah, marrying a woman from paradise, he said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that I will marry Umme Ayman. And after he married her, she had another son and they named him Usama, and he became famously known as Usama bin Zayd. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was very fond of him because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was very fond of his father Zayd, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was very fond of his mother Umme Ayman Baraka. And later on, as they made hijrah to Madinatul Munawwara, Baraka made hijrah twice, to Abyssinia, and then she came back, and then she made hijrah to Madinatul Munawwara as well. So with Umm Salama, she had that opportunity of making hijrah twice. And when they came to Medina, you would see then the fondness that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had for her, and for her husband, and for her son, known as Usama bin Zayd radiyallahu anhu. We will talk more about that in our next discussion on the life of Umme Ayman Baraka bint Tha'laba. This is Sahaba Profiles from myself, Sulaiman Ravid. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.